Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello again. This is Rob Rourke of Texas, and I wanted to say I'm back, and I'm sorry that it's been so long since I've last been on. But we here at Rob Rourke, especially yours truly, we have a few changes coming about. Quite frankly, I'm now in a new location. I'm in Clear Lake, and I'm enjoying every bit of it. And I enjoyed my time in Deer Park. It was a beautiful little town, and I'd say I could easily see myself retiring there, but I could also see myself retiring here in Clear Lake. Hopefully all of you, most of you that are listening, I'm a fifth generation Texan. I'm a fifth generation BOI from Galveston. Well, we've got a short show just because I'm trying to get my feet back in, get back into the groove of things. So I just wanted to make a few announcements and say, hey, well, let's get serious. I think we all can agree that the problem with Washington is Washington itself. I mean, look at it. We look to them for leadership, and what do we find? Hyper-partisan career politicians who ignore our thoughts and our opinions. What we need is leadership that will work to find the answers to the puzzle that is D.C. So with the election of 2016 around the corner, I have decided to basically toss my hand in the ring and seek the Democratic nomination for Congressional District 22. Granted, I am new to the immediate area. But I'm a fifth generation, like I said, I'm a fifth generation BOI from Galveston. We need to send Washington Washington a message. We need for them to make a new difference. Well, they don't understand the challenges that we all face, from paying bills to the cost of a simple run to the local grocery store for food. This campaign will be about those challenges. This campaign will seek answers to the simplest of questions like, where do you stand, Pete? With the respect of the people of Texas, I am Rob Rohr. Well, that now beside us, you are now listening to candidate Rob Rourke. And yes, we're going to ask the simplest of questions. We are going to ask questions like, where do you stand, Pete Olson? We have challenges, and the Congress of this United States has not been listening. I think we all can remember on NBC News right before Obamacare was passed by this same Congress. Well, actually, the Democratic-controlled Congress and now Republican-controlled Congress, to be politically correct. We have seen let me backtrack. NBC reported in a survey that the majority of Americans didn't want to see Obamacare. But it was passed, and anyway, Republicans have also criticized one of their now presidential candidates and leading contenders, Ted Cruz, for trying to do something to change Obamacare. Speaker Boehner has said there's an alternative to Obamacare. They're working on it. Well, Speaker, I think your time is already gone. Your 15 minutes is up on this topic. Because Obamacare, while it may not be the most perfect thing in the world, it's there. It has withstood every legal challenge and has passed the test of the Supreme Court. So let's move on. And to Pete Olson, I ask, where do you stand in all this? Where do you stand, Pete? Where do you stand? You know, we need ideas. We need to find common ground to where it's not a partisan vote or a partisan challenge. We don't need the symptomology of both sides of the aisle pointing fingers and saying, not my fault, it's theirs, which we've been doing since the president was first elected. You know, it amazed me back in 2008. The people voted him because people didn't like what happened when he was elected. Well, I can say it this way. I think this way. History is going to show Barack Obama as a man who believes in America. I can see them, history seeing, writing a legacy about him that could easily be compared to that of a bad hand in a game of Texas Hold'em, poker. He's trying to do his best. And all he's gotten was a finger pointed back at him and saying, it's not my fault. No one has actually tried to debate ideas. All we have are fingers being pointed back and forth. They don't understand the problems and the challenges that we face every day. How many of us out there, and if you want, we've got about eight and a half minutes left. I'm trying a new hands-free device, and this microphone just doesn't want to stay in my ear. Or this hookup doesn't want to stay in my ear. We have challenges, folks. I think we all can agree. How many of us out there? And if you want to give a call, that number is 718-664-9825, and I'll try to get to it as best I can. But the point is, we have challenges. How many of us have the challenge of trying to make ends meet, like paying our bills, paying rent, paying a car note, or much less making that, budgeting that run to the local grocery store for food? I know I have. I've come from bankruptcy. I mean, I'll tell you, I'll be honest with you, straightforward. I have come from a bankruptcy. I've started my life over. I work as a clerk at a local grocery store chain here in Clear Lake, which, frankly, is about a couple block walk from where I live. I feel this, as far as this campaign is concerned, I feel we need to be, have a candidate. Well, let me rephrase that. I believe the idea of running for office and those who look to vote for us is their choice. And if they want to decide on whoever it is they're going to vote for, they're going to have to believe, they should believe, that the person who made the best argument for their vote is the right candidate. We shouldn't worry about political affiliation. We should worry about what the argument the candidate makes for your vote. And that's what I'm going to try to do. I have a lot of questions that I need to answer. Well, I'm going to do what I can to answer them. So I ask for your help and your support in this campaign. I ask that you write me with a question. If you have a comment about a platform idea that we have, I'll do my best to answer you. I'll do my best to talk with you about it. Now, if you want to call in here, that number is 718-664-9825. If you want to reach me by email, go to rob@robrourke.us. And if you want to check out our website, it's robrourke.us. And that website is a grateful thing from the people at GoDaddy.com. But the point is of this short show is I just want to get started. Get back in the swing of things and talk to you like we're having a general conversation. I'm going to be that transparent, and I'm going to push a campaign that is as transparent as we can get it. While I'm not going to be able to see it through myself, you look at me, I love buffets and I love ice cream and desserts. But the point is, We need to talk. And if you have any ideas, or if you have a point of reference, something you think might be able to fit help with this campaign, call me, email me. Be part of this show. We have some things coming up we're working on in the next few weeks. We're looking at a small-scale literature drop in the immediate area. We could use some volunteers. So if you want to volunteer for that, just shoot me an email at rob@robroark.us and tell me what your schedule is for, like, on a Saturday morning preferably. And then we'll take it from there. We are also looking to have a fundraiser sometime in the not-too-distant future at Gaddy's on El Camino Real here in Clear Lake. We're working on it. We're just getting started. And we're trying to go as fast as, we can, but we want to be as patient as possible also. I think the idea of this campaign is to talk to the people, be as transparent as possible, and that's what I want to do. That's what I plan to do. And we're trying to frame the debate around you, Pete Olson. What have you done for us? Where do you stand? Where do you stand on education, on topics like education? Most politicians have talked about closing down the Department of Education. Where do you stand? Is it a true idea, or is it the company line, as in school choice, school vouchers? Where do you stand on an idea of bringing a sense of security to the U.S.-Mexico border? Where do you stand on the 24, bringing up the topic of family values that includes 24.7 million children of divorce that are not being supported by both parents equally? Where do you stand on that? Well, we got a minute 50, going on minute 50 left. Again, that number is 718-664-9825, or you can shoot me an email at rob@robroark.us. And please do see the website. Let us know about anything you want to do to volunteer, because we're starting from the ground up. And I love that voice, too. Yes, that was the boy saying we got 90 seconds left. So we're going to be back. Just check Facebook every so often to see what times and days. And I say that for this one fact. I have a day job. And I got to check and see what my schedule is to plan out the next week. Otherwise, if you see me at the local market on El Camino Real, or much as see a small-scale motorbike with a bat symbol on it, just stop and say hi, because I'll be glad to shake your hand, and I'll be glad to talk to you. Well, we got about 30 seconds left, so I just want to say I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to say hi there and howdy. You know, it's funny. That's the one word since I've been back in Texas, that's been since 2007, that I just have had a hard time trying to say. And I want to apologize to everyone out there in Texas. Well, I love you too, darling. And with 7 seconds left, I just want to say this has been Rob Roark in Texas. I want to say I'm back.